space. The final job before I quit. These are the continuing voyages of UK Space Agency Engineering Pod number 46.
Whoa, touching. Say what now? Continuing?
That's right. You thought you'd heard the last of Jemima and Pod, but we're back, baby. And this time in book form.
Sounds dreadful.
Which isn't dreadful, Pod, because you can now get page after page of my epic, daring adventure across the solar system to go turn off a light bulb. Along the way, discovering what drives a highly emotionally intelligent individual such as myself.
Well, it's obvious. It's me. I drive. I'm the Pod who drives the Pod.
And page after page on what makes Pod tick.
Oh, can you hear a ticking then?
No.
It's possible the auto-destruct has started itself again.
Why would an engineering pod even have an auto-destruct?
Ah, good point, boss.
Auto-destruct cancelled.
We don't.
And best of all, it's out right now for you all to read. If you loved the podcast, you are going to adore the novel.
Nice. Just in time to buy as a Christmas present for someone you don't like. Or yourself, if you hate yourself, like Jemima does.
Oi!
Hi, mortals. It's Pip here, your friendly neighborhood announcer. As you know, Pod to Pluto, the podcast, is now complete. And you can still binge listen to the entire thrilling adventure right now via this feed. But if you crave even more, much like Pod craves KFC, then listen up, space jockeys, because it's your birthday. Pod to Pluto, The Last Day, the novelization of the hit Cornucopia radio sitcom by series writer Peter Richard Adams, has just been released and is available now. But this time you can't hear it, because it's just words, so you'll have to imagine it in your brain. Pod to Pluto, The Last Day, available now in paperback and ebook via Amazon. Find the direct purchase link in this show's description.
When there's a 22-episode audio version already in existence, where you get to hear my beautiful voice. It's absolutely beyond me.